Water levels are dropping for Mendenhall Lake and Mendenhall River, though the National Weather Service still has a flood warning issued posted for both areas, at least until noon today. Mendenhall Lake is now at 8.4 feet, well below flood stage. It peaked at 10.25 feet at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Mendenhall River is now at 11.27 feet, below the peak of 12 and a quarter yesterday afternoon, also about 4 o'clock. Hydrometeorological technician Jerry Swanson says water came up to the lower part of the Mendenhall Lake campground and a yard of a house on View Drive. Part of the road to Skater's Cabin was also closed yesterday. Swanson had predicted that water levels would not get as high as this summer's glacial outburst.
We're expecting this to be lower because this event is run by the rainfall that we're getting, and we're looking at that rainfall. The rainfall amounts have slowly started to decrease.
Official observations at the Juneau Airport recorded 2.17 inches for the weekend's rainfall. Those heavy rains likely mean Juneau will have plenty of water to produce hydroelectric power this winter.
Our fuel is rain and snow, and so even though we all like sunshine and nice weather, we need the rain.
Alaska Electric Light and Power Generation engineer Scott Willis watches water levels in the lakes that produce electricity for Snettisham, Lake Dorothy, and Salmon Creek hydro projects. It's been a dry 2 years.
Prior to this weekend, our lakes were lower this year than they were last year at this same time. And last year, we didn't fill any of our lakes. But just this three-day storm put us ahead of last year.
The Snettisham area got 9 inches of rain between Friday and Monday. Crater Lake rose 21 feet. Long Lake rose 15 feet over the weekend. Before the rainstorm, Long Lake had only been rising 6 to 8 inches a day.
Snettisham gets about 3 times more precipitation than we do in town. So if we get 1.5 inches in town, that's 4.5 or 5 inches out of Snettisham.
Snettisham is the workhorse of AEL&P's generation system and provides most of Juneau's electricity. The rest comes from Lake Dorothy and Salmon Creek hydro projects. Lake Dorothy rose 7 feet and Salmon Creek 10 feet over the weekend. While none of the lakes have filled, Willis says he expects there'll be plenty of water to run Juneau's hydro this fall and winter, especially since September and October are usually wet months. When lake levels are low, the company has to supplement hydro with expensive diesel fuel. A graph of the lake levels is available on the AEL&P website. No decision from the Bartlett Regional Hospital's Board of Directors on a new management contract. The board met yesterday for more than 8 hours, the last three in executive session, without reaching any consensus. It'll take up the issue for further discussion tonight at its regular monthly meeting. The first 5 hours of last night's special meeting were dedicated to presentations from the three finalists for the hospital's management contract. Current manager, Quorum Health Resources, along with Alliant Management Services and Peace Health. It's the first time in several years that the board has solicited bids for the contract. Quorum's current deal expires at the end of the year. Board Chairwoman Kristen Bomingen declined to say whether they are close to a decision. Tonight's meeting starts at 5:15 in the hospital boardroom. The U.S. Postal Service says 25 rural Alaska post offices will remain open after all, but Douglas is not on that list, according to Senator Mark Begich's office. USPS Alaska District Manager Diane Horobichuk says 25 post offices off the road system are in the clear. The agency last month targeted 3,700 post offices nationwide for a possible closure as a way to reduce costs and expenses. 36 of those were in Alaska. Begich arranged a meeting yesterday so rural health care providers and other community groups could provide Postal Service officials more information on the impact to rural communities. Horobichuk announced the agency had already made the decision to spare Alaska's most remote post offices. Horobichuk says those communities will receive letters to that effect sometime this week. She said the review of the remaining 11 sites, including Douglas, could be done by the end of the week. It's the first day of school for most Juneau Public School students today. First through 12th graders report to class today. Kindergartners have their first day next Monday. Among some of the changes that happened over the summer break, no more pedestrian bridge on Mendenhall Loop Road, and renovations continue at Gastineau Elementary School. The bridge was hit by construction equipment on a trailer back in April, and because of the damage and safety concerns, the bridge was removed. Later came the decision that repairing or replacing the bridge simply wasn't the best alternative. Brenda Hewitt, a State Department of Transportation spokeswoman, says if it really was needed, then it would have been rebuilt.
And when this pedestrian overpass was built, it was before we had a light and crosswalk. And so it was necessary, in particular, to get kids from one side of the road to the other safely. That need isn't there anymore. And in fact, we talked with the school. They didn't see it necessary to rebuild that overpass.
Glacier Valley Elementary Principal Ted Wilson says the feedback they got was that the old bridge was used, but not heavily. Either students sometimes got dropped off at school by their parents, or they used the nearby signal at Loop and Stephen Richards Memorial Drive and Halif Way. Wilson says it controls vehicle speeds and it seems a better crossing that can also accommodate bicycles and scooters. But Wilson did suggest a potential tweak to that signal.
We feel like the students should have a clear walk signal without competing with left-hand turning traffic, that they should be allowed to cross with the left-hand traffic needing to wait for them to conduct their business so that they don't have to be watching for people. It might be impatient for them to get across.
Wilson estimates as many as 24 students may cross Mendenhall Loop Road to get to Glacier Valley School. Some of the visible changes underway during the three-phase renovation project at Gastineau include a new staff parking lot going in just north of the school building and fans for the school heating and ventilation system already installed on the roof. We talked to interim principal Kathy Yanomura yesterday, and she says pictures recently printed in the newspaper implying clutter and disarray are not an accurate reflection of the school now.
That was Friday. This is Monday. It looks like a completely different place. When the kids walk in, when families walk in, we will greet everyone with open arms and with a lot of excitement. And when the kids come down to their classrooms, they will look like classrooms, and it will be not quite complete, but business as usual, and we're looking forward to a really great school year.
Yanomura says some classrooms are still missing cabinets. She attributes part of the delay to their late arrival. They'll be installed at night by work crews. Another part of the delay in construction was because of the discovery of asbestos.
When they went to take the carpets up off the floor, they found that the mastic that was used to attach the carpet was obviously at that time, it was not what we would consider safe for students now. You know, the standards are much more stringent for that. And so they had to do some asbestos abatement. That was not anticipated.
Yanomura says the gymnasium, normally used for PE, lunch, and other events, is largely clear after being used for storage over the summer. The first phase of the renovation focused on the classroom wing. Second and third phases will focus on the common areas and the playground during the summers of 2012 and 2013. The Juneau Police Department has issued their usual warnings for drivers to be careful this morning and watch for kids heading off to school. Officers even suggest leaving early or giving yourself extra time to get to work because of possible congestion from student pedestrians, parents dropping off kids on the first day, or school bus drivers learning their routes. Officers say they'll enforce speed limits in school zones, and anyone passing a bus with red lights flashing will get a ticket. Students walking to school should use crosswalks and make sure vehicles are yielding before stepping off the curb. It's also a good idea to wear bright clothing, walk in groups, and use those flags that are staged at some crosswalks. The price of October benchmark crude oil is $84.81 a barrel this morning. Gold down over $24 in New York spot market trading, currently at $1,874 an ounce. Silver down over a half a dollar, currently at $43.10 an ounce. But zinc is up, currently at 97 cents a pound.